Last week's parsha ends off at a real low for Klal Yisrael and for Moshe. Moshe had gone to Paro together with Siknei Yisrael and asked for the freedom, the liberty of the Jewish people. Not only did Paro refuse to free the Jews, but he even intensified the shibud and the slavery. This got the Jewish people very depressed. They came, their leaders came and complained to Moshe, who was so undermined by this that he went to Hashem and he said, "Why have you done this to the Jewish people? Why have you sent me? Things have only gotten worse." Hashem told Moshe that now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro. But Parshat Vayera, before getting to the miracles and the makot that Hashem is going to direct towards Paro, Hashem asks Moshe to return to the Jewish people to try and re-inspire them to not lose faith. And here, famously, Hashem presents the Arba Lashonot of Geula, the Lashonot of freedom to the Jewish people, of redemption, that were not mentioned in the first speech in Parshat Shemot, but are brought in now to try and inspire the Jewish people to not lose their faith. And of course, we're familiar with the Dalet, the Arba Lashonot of Geula, the Hotzeiti, the Yitzalti, the Lakachti, the Ga'alti, in between. What's less familiar to us is that there's a fifth verb that Hashem uses to try and inspire the Jewish people. And the fifth verb relates not to the process of redemption from Egypt, but to the process of entry into Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eveti etchem el ha'aretz esher nasati et yadi latet ota le'avram le'yitzchak u'le'yakov ve'natati ota lachem morasha ani Hashem. Hashem promises that the conclusion of the process will be bringing them into the land of Israel and giving it to them as an inheritance, as a morasha. This word morasha is central to understanding the gift that God is giving us, the gift of the land of Israel. What's central in this term is the appreciation that the land of Israel is not something that we have a coincidental relationship with. It's one that our relationship with begins already with those who left Egypt, and it really begins before that with the relationship of the Avot with the land of Israel. And that's why Hashem told Avram already that I'm giving you the land, and you're going to walk around the land, and you'll even purchase parts of the land, so that when lezarecha natati et haaretz hazot, it's already given to you, and not just something that's going to be given to them in the future. And when a Jew visits, lives in Israel, when a Jew reflects on Israel, he is not supposed to see it as a place that we have a new relationship with. Our relationship is an inheritance from our ancestors. And that's why it's surprising that the Yerushalmi in Masechet Bava Basra says that the usage of the term morasha is the potential for weakness. Lashon dehe. Why would the word morasha have the potential for weakness in it? And I think we can get the answer to this question from looking at another context in which the same word appears. We know that one of the first psukim we're supposed to teach a young child is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kiilat Yaakov. The Torah is also something that we don't begin a relationship with. Our relationship is an inheritance. We inherit it from our ancestors. Why would this be a lashon of weakness? The fact that Torah is something we inherit. I think we can find the answer to this question through the famous Mishnah in Avot. The Mishnah there in Perek Bet quotes Rav Yossi as saying, "Hatgein atzmach lilmod Torah." You have to prepare yourself, ready yourself to learn Torah. She'eino yirushalach, because it's not an inheritance for you. And the obvious question here is, what do you mean it's not an inheritance for you? Morashah ki'ilat Yaakov. Torah is an inheritance for us. And I think the answer is very simple. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, are things we receive as part of our inheritance. The relationship we forge with them is something that's not new, but a continuation of the relationship of those who became before us. And that is where the danger lies, because the relationship is not automatic. It's true that we receive the Torah as an inheritance, but if we don't learn it and value it as individuals, we have the potential to feel that it's an inheritance, but we can lose out on the whole thing. The fact that our avot were connected to Eretz Yisrael means that our relationship is deeper. But if we don't connect to it ourselves, that relationship that predates us means nothing. And that's why morasha has within it the potential for weakness. Because people can assume it, assume the relationship, and not invest in it. Hatgein atzmicha lilmo Torah. Ki eina Yerushalach. It's not automatic. It's a morasha. It's something passed down to us. But it's something we have to grab for ourselves. If our ancestors bequeath us money, it's automatic. We don't have to do anything to receive it. That's a Yerusha. It's automatic. Eretz Yisrael and Torah are a morasha. They're handed from the earlier generation, but we have to assert our relationship with them for the relationship to be meaningful. And how do we do this? The Torah, later on in the end of Parshat Bo, tells us, Ve'ayaki yivyecha Hashem al eretz ha-Kna'ani kasher nishba lecha v'la'avotecha u'nitana loch. When you get to the land of your ancestors and it's given to you, the Mechilta says, Tehei be'einecha ki'ilu nitnu lecha bo bayom. You should view it as if it's given to you on that day. You shouldn't see it just as something you inherit from your ancestors. We have to see it as something fresh and new, something that relates to us personally in our own new individualistic way, and not just as a continuation of what came before us. This is the duality that's central in having the proper perspective on both Eretz Yisrael and Torah, and on forging the relationship we're supposed to have with both of them. On the one hand, if we see it as something we've discovered ourselves, we lack an appreciation of how our relationship with it needs to be a continuation of the relationship of those who came before us. On the other hand, if we see Torah and Eretz Yisrael as something stale that we received from earlier generations, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinim Asrul Yeshua Leskenim, it's some stale piece of bread, there's no chance we have of feeling the relationship we're meant to have with us. It should be fresh, but rooted in something old, time immemorial. And hopefully if we do it this way, we can be inspired to face the challenges that are inherent in Torah and Eretz Yisrael, that are niknes b'yisurin, and we can appreciate the goal and realize the goal of the fifth lashon of Geula, ve'eveti etchem, to the land that will be given to us as a morasha, something we inherit, but make our own. Shabbat Shalom.